Section 5, PSA Computation Submission and Payment. There is no statutory date for submitting the computation to HMRC, although the P626 form does provide for an agreed date, and that will normally be the 31st of August after the end of the tax year. I have sometimes seen it entered as the 6th of July after the end of the tax year, but I feel that's too soon, and I will always change that to at least the 31st of August. However, it is important to be aware that the payment of the grossed-up income tax and Class 1B NICs has to be made by the 19th of October after the end of the tax year, or the 22nd of October when paid by an approved electronic payment method. The PSA computation should therefore be sent to HMRC as soon as possible, and at least by the end of August or early September. This is to allow sufficient time for the computations to be agreed and a payment reference to be issued by HMRC. I will always advise that a payment on account should be considered if the payment deadline is unlikely to be met. Failing to meet the deadline will result in the employer incurring an interest charge, and it is possible that HMRC will refuse to register a PSA for the future. The HMRC website tells us that there are special rules to follow when paying PSA tax and NICs. It warns that we should not use our normal PAY accounts office reference number, as the payment will credit to the wrong account, and this will undoubtedly cause delays in crediting your PSA account. I've had experience of this in practice myself, so I would urge you to make sure that you have a PSA reference to go on the back of your check, or to go on the electronic payment. HMRC's guide, titled How to Make PAY Settlement Agreement Payments, explains what you must do. It says, HMRC recommends that you make all of your PSA payments electronically. HMRC counts all of the payment methods below as electronic, apart from payment by post. Paying electronically is safe and secure. It gives you better control over your money. It provides certainty about when your payment will reach them. It avoids postal costs and delays. It may lower your bank charges. It lets you pay at a convenient time if you use direct debit, internet, telephone banking, or debit or credit card over the internet. HMRC warns that you may be charged penalties if you do not make your PSA payment on time and in full. Your cleared payment must reach HMRC's bank account no later than the 22nd of October when paying electronically. Where the 22nd of October falls on a weekend or bank holiday, you must ensure that your payment arrives no later than the last bank working day before the 22nd of October. Bank working days are normally Monday to Friday, excluding bank holidays. If paying by post, your check payment must reach HMRC no later than the 19th of October. If you pay late, HMRC says that interest will be charged. There is also some guidance on paying by direct debit and using bill pay for paying by debit or credit card over the internet.